AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The head of the FBI says the South Carolina church gunman should have never had a gun. It was a paperwork error.
Weeks before he bought the gun, Dylan Roof was arrested and admitted to possessing illegal drugs. The admission should have prevented him from completing the purchase. But FBI Director James Comey says the FBI examiner who did the background check never saw the arrest report because the wrong arresting agency was listed on the paperwork she looked at. He said the sale would have never gone through if she had seen the report. Comey told reporters he has called for an internal review into how the FBI uses criminal background checks in gun transactions. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
History was made in South Carolina as the Confederate flag displayed in some photos of the gunman was taken down from the State House. Walter McIntyre drove from Charlotte to watch.
The flag needs to come down because it don't represent a good cause. And so I think that, you know, the American flag needs to be put in its place.
The UN-backed truce in Yemen appears to be in trouble. Airstrikes began about an hour after the truce began. It was supposed to last through the end of the holy month of Ramadan for humanitarian purposes. Lawmakers in Greece have approved a reform package aimed at seeking debt relief and bailout funds from international creditors. Economist Vangelis Agapitos says this could work.
By far, the preferential road is the road where we have the solidarity of our European partners and a stable currency to make sure our economy is placed back on track.
Fiat Chrysler is adding more than 88,000 Dodge Challengers to the list of recalled vehicles because of potentially dangerous airbags. This is AP Radio News. A deputy director with the Office of Budget and Management has been tapped to head the OPM now that the personnel chief has resigned over that data breach.
A day after she vowed to stay on the job, Catherine Archuleta came here with her resignation letter in hand. Spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama agreed the job needs someone better versed on cybersecurity and data systems.
The Office of Personnel Management is facing a set of urgent challenges that require a manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences.
And it says a White House budget expert, Beth Colbert, now steps in with decades in the field. Meantime, Earnest says other agency chiefs should get the message about protecting sensitive data.
Because it goes to the core effectiveness of each of these agencies.
Mark Smith at the White House.
A state dinner at the White House for kids with healthy food.
The food looks outstanding.
Yeah.
I particularly impressed with the guacamole.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.